Hey guys, welcome to the show. This is a bonus episode where I thought I would unpack the events of this morning. And if you can't tell by the tone of my voice, things panned out pretty good. So to kind of rewind, if you haven't been following along, I bought, for the first time this year, I bought a West Virginia turkey tag. I guess you buy your license and then you buy the tag. And whenever you buy that turkey license, they give you two tags, is the way it works. And you can kill one bird a day, can't kill two, unfortunately. So this morning, I wasn't supposed to be hunting in West Virginia. I was supposed to be hunting Ohio, really not hunting, filming. I tagged out. You get one tag in Ohio because of our lower numbers, I guess. And so killed my bird there this past week. And I was supposed to be taking out my buddy, Nate Godfrey. And so we were going to meet about 5:20, got this new farm that I got permission on. It's a huge farm. Saw Strutter there the other day. So the game plan was to take him there, film, call, see if we can't get him his first chance. So we pull in at 5:20, and I text him a few times. Nate's not one to be late. You know, he's usually pretty close to being on time. He's, you know, he's never been a no-show before. So after about 5 minutes, I start calling him, and it's going straight to voicemail. I was like, uh-oh, maybe he slept in or something's not happening. So after about 10 minutes, I got on Onyx, and I was like, well, if Nate can't make it, you know, if he's not going to be able to make this hunt, you know, I obviously can't hunt Ohio, so got to get back into West Virginia. And there's a piece of public that I've been looking at that's really not too far away from my house. Take about a half hour to get there or so. So I thought, well, maybe that's what I do. So I called him like one more time, said, hey, buddy, you know, I if you slept in, no big deal. It happens. And so I said, I'm headed to West Virginia. So that's what I did. Got on the road, went to a spot that I have never been to before in my life. I know nothing about, just know that it's legal to hunt. And so basically, as I'm driving, there's a pretty big chunk of this public ground. There's a few different chunks. And there's one spot where I was just looking on Onyx, pulled out Onyx on my phone before I started driving. I was looking and I was like, this ridge, if I get up on this ridge, it looks steep and looks nasty. But if I get up on this ridge, I could walk it a ways, and it looks pretty good from what I can tell. So I got onto this public piece of ground, had a hard time. There's really not a lot of parking. Found this one little pull off, and then I had to go across a creek, basically walked across this big log to get across the creek. And but before, I guess I need to back up. As soon as I stepped out of the car, I started walking down this road. And before I crossed the creek, I'm looking up toward this knob, and bam, he gobbles up on top. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. I'm 50 feet from the truck, you know, walking, and there he is. I'm like, right where I was headed. I mean, he is in the spot where I wanted to be. I'm like, all right, well, I guess I e-scouted that good enough, and so here we go. So I started working across the creek, and I heard a few gobbles, and I'm like, man, there's more than one. This could pan out. So as I start climbing this hill, this knob, I start realizing this is not just steep, this is cliffs. As I'm looking up, it's just like boulder after boulder, and it's like straight up and down. I'm like, well, I can't get up this way. Mind you, this is about 6 o'clock, so it's like the light is, it's definitely almost legal light. I can see, I don't have to have a headlamp or anything like that. Which I was kind of fortunate, you know, fortunate and glad that was the case. So my first time going in, wasn't going in completely blind. So I started kind of working my way around, trying to find a way up onto the ridge, and basically kind of went around the side of this hill. And as I did, there was kind of a flat spot straight out in front of me. I start walking, and bam, two or three of them gobble directly in front of me within 100 yards. And I look down over to my right, and there's a little bit of a bench down there, and it goes down into a valley, down to the creek. And I'm like, okay, I think I can make this work. So I got my back up against a tree, got the camera up, and just sat there for a few minutes. And they gobbled again, and there had to have been at least three, maybe four, maybe even more than that. It was a lot of gobbles. One really full gobble, a couple smaller ones. So I figured there might be some jakes, but definitely a mature tom, just judging from his gobble. So I start calling, and you know, they were a little bit responsive. A couple times they answered me, but it didn't seem to be like cut me off, go crazy. I tried my mouth call. Didn't really respond well, so I tried the pot call. Not, you know, it just wasn't great. I was like, okay, maybe they're not super hot, but they were still calling some. So I sat there about 15 minutes. Well, then I hear a hen off to my right. I'm like, oh no, here we go. And she's directly like 90 degrees, you know, over my right-hand shoulder. And I'm like, okay, she's probably going to go to him. And, you know, this probably isn't going to work out, but you never know. So I hear her fly down. She starts going toward him and they're gobbling. I'm calling, they're gobbling a little bit. And so I thought, I'll just wait for wing flaps. And whenever I hear that, I'll call. And I heard some wings flapping out in front of me about 10 minutes later, heard that hen out in front of me. And I thought, okay, they're on the ground. Let me call a little bit more. So I called a little bit more and just, it went silent. No more responses, no more gobbles. I'm like, okay, they've got henned up and they're going up this valley. So I start looking up over this hill and I think, okay, if I can get up over this hill, you know, I have two choices. I can go up and over this hill and get up on top, or I can go, I was like, I kind of want to see where they were roosted and mark it really specifically on Onyx, because on Monday I was planning on taking my buddy Scott, who I hunted with in West Virginia opening day. I wanted to take him back out and give him another chance. You know, he's a newer turkey hunter. He got a shot at a turkey over there. We had a good time, but you know, he spent the money on the tag, and he's new to it. So I was like, love to take him someplace. So thought, you know, if I don't get on these turkeys, I can at least go up, mark the spot, and then we can come back in here on Monday when we're planning to hunt. So that was the game plan. As I go to stand up, there's a bird that flew into a tree like behind me. And I thought for a second it was a turkey. And then I zoomed in with my camera, realized it was a vulture. So I slide up and walking up to where they were roosted, and I can see some decent trees. I'm like, okay, they must have been somewhere in there. And once I see that, I'm like, okay, I can go up this valley or I can go up and get up on top. And I was like, I think I need to get up on top, cover some ground, and see if I can get out in front of them. So I start walking up this hill and I'm almost up to like a ridge, you know, to a lip. And I look up, look up the hill. I hear some noise and I see three redheads pop up over the hill. Like, and I'm like, oh shoot, there's Tom. And I'm like, I think these are definitely male turkeys. And they start putting and I can see, you know, I definitely see the redhead on a couple of them. And, but I got my gun in one hand. I've got my tripod with my camera on it in my other hand. I'm like, there's no way they're going to give me a chance here. Like, I'm just out in the open walking up over this ridge. So I slowly slide the gun up to my shoulder and two of them, they start, you know, started getting nervous. They could see something they didn't like. And, but one of them still got his head up. So I get the gun shouldered and fortunately I'd forgotten to turn my red dot off. So red dot's already on. I tuck the camera underneath my arm, pull the gun up, look, and there's still one red head up there. I'm like, I think this is my chance. So I pull the trigger. Hear flopping and two birds fly off. And one of the birds that flew off had a big beard. So there was definitely a Tom in the group. But the one I shot was not the big Tom. I got up there and I have shot a pretty small jake. Got about a 3-4 inch beard, little nubbin for spurs. But if you can hear my voice and the tone, there is absolutely no disappointment whatsoever. you know, it was awesome. I just shot my very first public land turkey and my very first West Virginia turkey. And man, it is just a sweet feeling. The fact that I just wasn't even planning on going, went over there and got my chance, and it's sweet. So definitely did a lot of markups on Onyx to figure out how to get back in there a little bit easier than what I did. Whenever I crossed the creek, there was like a fallen down tree. The creek is deep, and I found a fallen down log going across it, and so I had to do this balancing act to get across it and pray I didn't drop my camera in it. So I found an easier way out. So plan on going back there Monday with my buddy Scott and giving him a chance. I found a way to maybe get above those turkeys and be on this nice little path that goes above where they were roosted. And yeah, I'm excited. I think it's a great hunting spot. I'm excited that I've found a place that's within driving distance. And there it is, my first public land West Virginia turkey. I couldn't be happier. I don't care that it's a jake. You know, it's just one of those things where, to me, that's an accomplishment that I killed any bird. If another one of them would have stuck his head up, I could have shot a Tom. I mean, he was in the mix. So it's a good feeling. So I just, I don't know. I don't know if I have like a deep spiritual message. I just once again think about, you know, things happening for a reason. You know, Nate, you know, he did text me and he apologized. What happened was he had a meeting, go late last night and he got home. Just one of those things where he just forgot to set his alarm. And I have been there. I have done it. I told him, dude, it led to me finding a spot. Like, I don't know that I would have ever gone over there. Like, the only reason I went is because it's close. And I got to get into work here in a few minutes, you know. And so I went over just for a quick morning hunt just to see what it was. And it turned out to be an amazing spot. And kind of hard to access. So I think it'll keep a few folks out of it. And could be a place where I kill a lot of birds over the next few years. So you just never know what God's doing and the ways that things work. And just pretty grateful. God is so good. The blessings that He gives us are immense, and I can't be more grateful for this morning. So thought I'd give you a quick update. It is now Monday. It's been about 3 days since I've gone to that piece and shot my first public land turkey. I wanted to go back over with Scott, and Scott put it on his schedule to go, and so we made this game plan, lined up the babysitter to get the kids on the bus for me. And my brother, actually, I was able to go too. He got home last night off of like late shift, got home about midnight, woke up at 4, and met Scott and I, so I got to hunt with him, which was a blast. And so we went over to this piece, and first off, they thought I was crazy because we've had a lot of rain the last couple days, and so that creek had gone up quite a bit. So the only way to get across the creek that I knew of was that fallen down tree. So I went across there. Of course, I was the only one with a headlamp, and I look back, and those two guys, they're scooting across, scooting across this log, trying not to get their feet wet, and so they're like, "This is nuts." We went up and over. Instead of trying to go back to where I was on those turkeys, we went around and tried to go up another way and get above them. Didn't have anything roosted, of course. We're just going in blind, hoping they were there. And to make a long story short, they weren't. Or at least if they were, they didn't say a peep. We sat until the morning, kind of daylight broke, and didn't hear a gobble. Moved up the ridge and would call as we went. Got clear up to where basically we found out that there's a way to come in from the top. There is parking at the top, and we didn't know that. But got clear up there, and we would call, and no response whatsoever, not even a hen. And so we did about 2 miles, and, you know, we had fun. You know, we stopped for about 20 minutes here and there, and would call, and just no action. So I drove up the road to, like, another chunk of public and walked out this ridge and called and got out to the far end of the ridge, struck a hen up. And I was like, well, maybe she's got a gobbler behind her, but it's doubtful. So me and Scott set up my brother. He was taking a nap in the car. And so I had a hen come within about 10 yards of us. And then we worked our way back to the vehicle, got to the vehicle, realized that I had forgotten my gun back where we had struck the hen, so I had to walk all the way back and get it. But that was it. So today we walked about 4 miles and did not hear a gobble on that same piece of public where I had the success just a little bit ago. And I guess, you know, what's been popping through my head is you talk about God's timing. You talk about, I told those guys, I was like, man, I really thought like I had found like a honey hole. I thought this place was amazing, and maybe it was just today, but things were completely different today. Not a single gobble to be found. And it just makes you appreciate. I don't know about you, but life seems to be like this sometimes. You have like these high moments where things are really amazing. We had a small group last night where people came over to our house and got to, you know, spend some time with people that we've just grown to care about. One of these guys I've been talking to for like a long time. He and I have become friends. His name's Todd. He's actually been on this podcast before. When he was on this podcast, we would go on to Total Archery Challenge, and he and I were just starting to kind of get to know each other. We're talking a little bit about faith, and he was open to things. Well, now he's come to small group, met some people, connected, and now Todd, we've done some studies with him, and he's actually going to be baptized here in a couple weeks. He wants to become a Christian, and it's just like amazing for me. You know, it's amazing that some of these relationships, like with him or with Nate Godfrey and other people, like it's going places. And so there's some days where I wake up and I'm like, man, this is going great, and I love it. And then you can go like a day later and just things become challenging, things become hard, you just have a really tough day and you almost feel like depression. And you know, there's people that have extreme things like that, you know, almost bipolar. But just, I think, for the average person, you have days that are really good. And, you know, God's timing seems to be working. You feel lucky or whatever. And then there's just other days where you're like, man, it's hard. And I think for me, what I try and lean on is the bad days don't last forever. Sooner or later, it turns around. I try and remind myself of that. I had a buddy whose mom or grandmother always told him everything will be better in the morning. You know, like when you wake up in the morning, you get that sleep, you get that rest. And even if things are still like you're struggling, you have a better perspective. You know, you have a better outlook. And so I think it just reminds me, hang on, keep going. The bad days won't be here forever. Keep on rolling, because you can have days like I had on Thursday, you know, that are amazing, amazing days. And, I'm kind of rambling, but that's just my thoughts coming through my mind right now is you have some days that are great. You have some days that are not so great. Either way, you praise God for another chance to live. You praise God for the moments that you get with friends, with my brother. You know, you just are thankful no matter what. And I think that's the bottom line. If your hunting is, if the only time you're happy while you're hunting is when you're killing something, then you're going to probably have a lot of times when you're not happy, when you're not joyful. And same thing with life. If the only time you're enjoying life is when everything's going great, well, life's going to be hard because there's a lot of moments that are not so great. We have issues that we got to deal with, and God is good either way. Guys, that's the rambling. That's the bonus episode. That's what's been going on. I don't know if I'll make it back to West Virginia the rest of this season. We will see. Still trying to get Ansley a turkey. We went out on Sunday morning and had a couple gobbles, but nothing came in, so still working on that. One morning this week, I think Nate Godfrey and I are going to slip out before work and try and get him a chance again. And season's winding down. And before too long, we'll start thinking about, deer in the fall. So, guys, thanks for coming back for another episode. Hope that you are having a great week. And until next time, remember to shed the light.